Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
I am splendid, sir. How was your weekend?
My weekend was actually phenomenal.
Good.
Yeah, had a great weekend.
Good.
Because sometimes you need consistency in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing, especially me. So the more consistency, the better. And it is nice to know that, you know, the Mets are the Mets.
Really?
Only the New York Mets have their own exclusive weather people that don't know the weather. Only the Mets. And here's the beauty of it. Well, we're going to talk about that, I'm sure, a lot today. Evan was there.
Yes, I
was. He's one of the 8,000 people that got screwed by the fact that the New York Mets apparently subscribed to a weather reporting service that nobody else in America subscribes to.
Dude.
The ghost of Lloyd Lindsey Young. Go ahead.
I don't get it, man.
Feel
because
free.
Because my plan was, I went Saturday, and it was so good to be back. I haven't been at Citi Field since September of 19. I took my son Jet. I took my wife. And even though the offense was embarrassingly bad,
yeah,
we got
buddy.
To watch the best pitcher in baseball. That part was cool. So Sunday morning, I say to my wife, I say, hon, here's the deal.
I'm going again.
I miss it. Do you mind if I go? She said, no.
Nice.
You can go. You're going to go by yourself because I ain't going.
Right.
Jet ain't going.
I mean, it was raining.
And it was raining. And I said, look, here's what I'm going to do. When I hear the tarp is coming off the field, I'll go to the game. I live 40 minutes away. It's no big deal. All of a sudden at 12:15, I see somebody on Twitter, I forget who, tweet out, tarp's coming off. I'm like,
tarp's coming off the field because the New York Mets have some type of, and we'll get the audio from CeeLo coming up, some type of exclusive access to GAD.
Well, I don't know what God was telling him, but I drove through a rainstorm for 45 minutes.
Well, you're an idiot.
I had to run into the building because it was pouring, and I hear the music playing as the Mets are taking the field. So I'm running up the ramp because I don't want to miss first pitch.
But like, while you're driving to the stadium.
Yes.
Excuse me. While you're driving to Citi Field, because there's only one stadium, as you all know, doesn't it dawn on you at some point, it's not letting up? And
but
at moments,
playing.
It's coming down harder.
I understand, but I am under the impression, rightfully so, they're going to play.
Well, they did say,
so
right?
I got to rush to get my scorebook ready. It's damn important.
Right.
I got to see, hey, is there a seat undercover? Because my seat is not undercover.
Okay.
I'm rushing up the rampway. I walk in just as Marcus Stroman's throwing his first pitch, and I'm looking out, and I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I have been, Craig, at Met Games, in which they won't start games even without rain because there's rain in the forecast. We've all seen that.
It's happened for 100 years
and
where
I'm
they
looking,
say, well, there might be a 3-hour break. We're going to try to get it in.
Right.
And then a lot of times you've heard them say, look, there's just no break coming till tonight. So we're going to do the right thing for everybody involved, players and fans. And usually the criticism is, and we've had it for both the Mets and the Yankees, to be fair.
Yeah.
They don't make the decision early enough. That's usually the complaint.
Yes.
Well, in this case, not only did the New York Mets not make the decision early enough so that their fan base could be accommodated on a Sunday, they decided to start the game. 7 whole pitches. I think it was 7, was
hey, dude,
it not?
Dude, so they start the
Marcus
game.
Marcus Stroman threw more warm-up pitches than he did actual pitches.
And Marcus Stroman did something which I completely agreed with. And
what's
I was
that?
Actually screaming it out at him. He is stopping, standing off the mound, looking around, saying, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
And I said it. I'm sitting there. I got my scorebook out. I'm looking at the rain. I'm undercover. I'll admit, if you want to say I'm bougie,
right?
Fine, I'm bougie. I'm undercover. I got my book. And I'm looking around, and I go over to the security guard. I'm like, what are we doing? It's a rainstorm. And then finally, after 7 pitches, an out and a base hit, if I'm not mistaken, they call to bring the tarp on the field. Craig, I'm looking at my weather app.
Yeah.
There was never going to be a break in rain. ever.
Right.
So what were they thinking starting this game? And I'm convinced they realized, look, there's 5,000 people there because 8,000 is the sold tickets. How many people actually showed up?
Half, a lot less than that.
I don't think they gave a rat's ass about the fans. I don't think they thought about the poor person. And it's not me. I'm not looking for any sympathy. But for anyone else who paid the tolls, who paid the parking.
You ain't getting that money back.
Which you're not getting back.
I believe the Mets did give you a credit back. Now, some people buy tickets through other means. So I have no idea how those people get credited back. I guess if you're one of them, you know, I'd love to find out. Like, if you bought your tickets to that game through the secondary market, through random people, those people that were the ticket owners, as I understand it, were receiving a credit back towards the purchase of a ticket to another game because this game, it's very interesting. Because they started the game, and there's a man on base.
Mm-hmm.
When they make this up as part of a doubleheader in August, this part of the doubleheader is going to be 9 innings.
Yes.
And the second game of that doubleheader will be 7.
And this is a brand...
It's so stupid.
Well, it's also a brand new rule because everybody realizes, I think, that in the past, if they didn't play 5 innings, the whole thing was wiped out, which I actually had an issue with. Because you'd play 4 innings, let's say the Mets are up 6-1, and Pete Alonso had a 3-run homer, and the 4th inning they stop the game to rain, and then they don't play it.
Right.
The game would be canceled. The home run wouldn't exist. Swear to God, it would be eliminated.
Yep.
So one thing baseball started last year, which I actually like, even though in this situation it feels weird, is they say, look, if we stop the game because of rain before the 5th inning, we're going to suspend it.
Correct.
We're going to pick it up where it left off. Now, in a case like this, it feels absurd because it was only 2 batters.
It is absurd.
No, but you know, but Craig.
No, I'm saying to play a game, then play a 7-inning game, like that whole thing. Listen, starting the game was stupid, but I want to be clear about this. Because Major League Baseball takes a lot of lumps, rightfully so, over the last couple of years. This was the Mets' decision.
Yes.
This is not Major League Baseball's call. The home team gets to decide. And, of course, they talk to the opposing team, and they're not douches about it. The New York Mets decided as a franchise, we can get it in.
And why? I understand they haven't played a lot lately, and that's been frustrating as a fan. And I don't know if they're going to play tonight because, earth to the Mets, there's a bad forecast for tonight, too.
Because, Evan, sing it with me.
What?
It's just the same old Mets with a different owner, but the same old Mets. It's just the same.
You're pissing me off.
Oh, Mets.
No, I'll tell you what. No, I'm not singing.
If this was the Wilpon-owned Mets,
I understand.
You people would be going ape crap about the decision to start the game.
I'm ripping
Where's Steve Cohen?
I'm ripping the Mets.
Where's Sandy Alderson?
Look, it's on Sandy Alderson.
It's just the same.
No.
Oh, Mets.
Though Saturday was the same old Mets. Jacob DeGrom is utterly brilliant and incompetent. Offense can't do anything.
That's right.
Look, I have an issue. Something's
never changed. So just come down to it, Evan.
What?
The New York Mets are the New York Mets. It's in the DNA. Until they take away the 5% ownership of the Wilpons and kick Fred Wilpon off the board of directors, New York Mets will never change. They're always going to be the same pathetic garbage.
No. I'm not buying this. It's 5 games into the season.
Right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, how's the offense been in DeGrom starts
this
year?
It's horrible.
Same as every
other
year.
Dude, I admit that the DeGrom stuff is the same. I've been tweeting that over and over again. Change the owner, change the roster, change the manager, same result.
How about the competency of the franchise to start a game in a downpour?
It was pathetic.
It's just the same.
No.
Oh, Mets.
You're just looking to jump. You're just looking to jump.
Meanwhile, I do want to say this. And we'll have fun with the Mets all day because, frankly, they deserve to be mocked for what they did. And I'm not a huge fan of a lot of the social media crap that Stroman's got out there and the fact that he shied away from my offer to walk hand-in-hand to try to fight some of the injustices in the world that he sees. And I'm down with all that. Starting that game was so effing stupid that it's beyond. It's just absolutely beyond. And I'll tell you something else that's also beyond. For those of you who are diehard, longtime New York Yankee fans, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. You're embarrassing yourselves. Wah, we're 4-5. Wah, the Yankees don't hit in the clutch. Wah, Corey Kluber. Wah, my man, it's 9 games.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? It's 9 games?
Is that what you just said?
It's only 9 games.
Isn't
it? Okay, continue.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Continue.
I think it's only 9
It's Hi, only games. No, you're right. Yeah. I just want to confirm that Craig Carton just said on the radio,
yeah,
calm down, Yankee fans. It's only 9 games.
Like,
now continue.
It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
And maybe it's like a new school Yankee fan because mm-hmm. you haven't won in 12 years. Oh, my God. God forbid you go a decade without a world championship. Yo, welcome to every other franchise in this town. But the whining and moaning and complaining and the rhetoric I hear all day about how bad the Yankees are. They've played three series. They benefited from that stupid rule yesterday, and they've been burnt by the stupid rule with a man on second base. Blah, blah, blah. It's still a stupid rule.
Yes.
And you thank your asses that you had that rule yesterday. Plus Kleber.
Why?
Plus Kleber.
Well,
give Kleber
no,
credit.
No. Hold on
give
a second.
Kleber
I don't
credit.
Buy that the losses and wins are because of the rule. I just buy that the rule is stupid.
The rule is stupid.
They didn't win yesterday because of the rule.
Let me tell you something else that's stupid. Listening to Yankee fans complain mm-hmm. 9 games into the season.
Nine.
And I'll tell you something else I don't buy nor do I accept. If you think, and I don't want to name names because I believe the guys that reported this believe it. I don't think they're trying to be shock jocks, right? Or shock columnists. If anybody thinks that after 9 games, Hal Steinbrenner is sitting at his country club bemoaning the New York Yankees start or their record, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Please tell me nobody thinks Hal Steinbrenner is concerned because the Yankees haven't hit in the clutch. 9 games into the season. Guess what, folks? There's going to be another 9-game stretch during this season in which the New York Yankees go 4-5. Oh, and by the way, there's going to be a stretch where they go 9-0. Oh, and by the way, there might be a stretch where they don't hit in the clutch and they go 3-6. It's baseball, Susan.
Hmm.
It's just effing baseball.
You're very right about what you said.
I know
in fact,
I'm right.
When you
it
said,
pains me to always be right.
No, you're not always right because I'm going to bring you back on something.
I felt like I was always right there.
You were right about it's a 9-game sample size. You were right about let's not freak out about what happened Friday and Saturday against Tampa, though it felt very good for the Yankee fan to win the way they did yesterday.
Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah.
You cannot, in the course of 6 minutes,
go
with a straight face.
What did I do?
With me sitting next to you.
Who's here?
In one breath say, it's only 9 games piped down.
Piped down!
And then before that, proceed to say, same old Mets through 5 games!
Yeah, 5 games,
like,
11 days.
I'm sitting here, I'm listening to both.
Yes.
We need some form of consistency. So, I'm going to give you an opportunity.
I think that's extraordinarily consistent.
Oh, really?
Because and here's why.
Tell me why.
Because they're both the same.
How is that?
The Yankees have had slow starts in the last couple years. They've won 100 plus games.
Okay.
The Mets are the Mets.
What do you mean the Mets are the Mets?
They're
the
embarrassing
Mets started,
joke.
Stop it. The Mets
Let's
went
play
11.
A baseball game in the biggest downpour
no,
the last
no, no, no,
9
no, no,
months.
No, I'm not defending.
Because that's genius.
I'm not defending the decision from
and
yesterday.
And I want to tell you something. They put this poor Luis Rojas out there like a big matzo ball, you know, explaining the, you know, exclusive weather experts you apparently have, right? I tell you who your expert should be. Should be John Sterling.
And Susan Walton. They were all over it.
I'm listening to John and Susan right around the same time. I was in the car, right? And the Mets are troubled with, what do? Are we starting? Are we not starting? Okay, let's start. And John and Susan, who as you may or may not know, I actually didn't know until yesterday, to be honest, they're both sitting at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
To do these Yankee
so
away
they
games.
See the weather firsthand.
Yeah, so they're sitting at Yankee Stadium and they're like, it's raining.
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah, but you can't use Sunday, which was embarrassing, I'll be the first to admit, to then just continue to push this same old Mets BS. It's been 5 games, and I'm not going to sit here and accept it.
Well,
I have to call you out for that.
The offense with DeGrom is the same?
Yeah, but Craig.
And the stupid decisions by the executive staff remains the same.
I agree with that.
Stupid.
But it's 5 games. You're going on about the Yankees through 9 games,
yeah.
Which you're right about. We've got to give this Met offense, which has been putrid, and this Met bullpen, which Edwin Diaz wasn't great on Saturday, and even this manager, who I've got plenty of things to rip about, even though they've only played one game since last we've been on the air, you can't in one breath say it's only 9 games, and then for the Mets, sing with that beautiful voice of yours, same old Mets through 5.
It's just the same. Oh, Mets.
And you know what? While you're defending the manager, let me ask you a question.
Who?
I'm going to ask you a question.
Me?
Yes.
Go.
While Luis Rojas certainly wasn't single-handedly responsible for the decision to start the game.
We all agree on that, so we put that out. Like, Rojas is the messenger, but that's not fair for that to be on him.
Then let me ask you this.
All righty, sir.
Whose decision was it to start your number 2 starting pitcher in a driving rainstorm when you know there's a chance
that
there's going to be a delay?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer.
Well, the answer is Luis Rojas.
Do we
and
know
it was
that?
A he's the manager of the team, and it was a mistake, okay? And I tried to reach out to Marcus Stroman on Twitter to ask his opinion
on,
hey,
call him.
Could you I don't have his phone number.
Oh.
Could you have been a bulk guy? Like, was it an option for Rojas to say, look, there's a rainstorm. Here, Jacob Barnes, start the game.
So, in other words, have an opener. If the rain lets up, then bring Stroman.
Yes.
And if it doesn't, he didn't waste his turn in the
rotation.
Correct.
And look, if Marcus wasn't comfortable with that, which I understand, I'm sure Jacob DeGrom wouldn't be, then have it be a bullpen day.
Yeah.
As opposed to starting a starting pitcher in a rainstorm. It's not a rule, Craig, that the announced starting pitcher has to pitch that day. And it's things like this. I'm sorry. It's things like this that make me worry about him as a manager.
I wonder if that was his decision.
What? Okay, whose decision was it? GM, Sandy Alderson?
I don't know. That's a great question for Thursday when he comes on with us.
Well, I'm going to ask it.
We did learn something last Thursday. When you asked the question about DeGrom coming out after 77 pitches in his season debut, which Met fans had a problem with because he was, you know, 9 straight outs, et cetera, and Rojas told you what you didn't know, that DeGrom was a part of that decision.
And look,
so he did learn something.
If Jacob DeGrom...
Let's be fair and wait till Thursday.
I'm bringing it up now.
And then I'm not talking to him till Thursday.
No, it's not about simply was this only on Luis. I think it was. It's about the decision that the New York Mets made, and you can go sing same old Mets in the background if you want when I say this, because I'm going to rip them, the decision to take their number 2 starting pitcher, one of the most important starters in their rotation, and have them start in a rainstorm.
Yeah, it's a great question.
How the hell does that make sense?
And by the way, it's a good question for Stroman, too. Was he a part of that decision? Did they tell him
it's not on him. He's a starting pitcher.
I'm wondering, the rain, it wasn't like the rain just popped out of nowhere.
No, I understand, but that is
in the forecast. Like, I knew on Friday it was going to rain on Sunday, so I had to do all my gardening on Saturday. And
right.
I'm digging, because I knew what was coming on Sunday.
Yeah, no, we all knew. And look, I know what's coming tonight. So if the Mets are smart...
What's coming tonight?
It's another rainstorm.
Another rainstorm.
Just cancel the game now.
Well,
are we doing?
Who do the Mets... I want to find out who the Mets' exclusive rain person is.
And I want to know where they get their information. Because anybody with an iPhone looked at the weather app or AccuWeather or what's that storm app called? Snowstorms? Rainstorms?
There's Dark Sky.
Dark Sky. That's the one.
That's the best
one. Every forecast said it's going to rain all day. Every one of them. And that's why when I got in the car to drive over there, I did feel like a moron. I'll admit, Craig. Because I'm like, what am I doing? It's a rainstorm. But when I knew they were starting the game, like anyone else with a ticket, you feel this obligation to go to the game. Do you not?
Yeah, listen, you always want to go to the game.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
You know the best part of the entire weekend? Do you know what it was?
Kevin Cash bitching about Rays players being hit.
No.
No?
No.
Because that was my favorite.
Ohtani hit another one.
Oh, you're going to another?
Yeah.
Yes,
the best
did.
Part of the entire weekend was Ohtani. Yeah.
When I tweeted that at you, dude, were you already aware he had gone deep?
I was overwhelmed with people blowing me up.
Oh, okay.
Because we've been unable to put the audio up on Twitter. But then someone did.
Yes, I saw that.
I liked it or whatever the hell you do in that thing. You know, to get it so other people can see it and hear it.
So that was your favorite thing from the weekend?
Ohtani hitting the home run was the best part of the whole weekend.
How about that BS instant replay last night in the Braves-Phillies game?
See, but
what a disgrace.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I'm glad you brought that up.
What do you know knowing about?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay, tell me.
I'm going to tell you.
Because you've got me hot and bothered.
So the Braves and the Phillies play at the plate. The dude on the Phillies, the foot...
Bomb.
Who was it?
Alec Boehm.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. The dude on the Phillies, his foot never touches the plate. Okay, they give him the run, they win the game. there's only one reason for people to be up in arms about that, and it's if you were wagering on the game. And that's how I always know.
That's not
when
fair.
People had money.
No.
A game.
No.
Yes.
Craig, did I bet on last night's Prairie Philly game?
Why would anybody have any emotion attached to that non-call?
I'll explain it.
Cash.
No. I think you're wrong about that. Respectfully, I think you're wrong.
Out of control wagering on baseball games.
I can't.
Because you got the itch.
No. I can't accept this.
I
did not bet on that game last night.
Yeah.
I was bothered because it shows the systematic issue MLB has with replay and umpires.
So
and that's why
I
was, Mac was annoyed, and he didn't bet on
it. Why were you annoyed? Like, why do you care? The Braves-Phillies outcome,
Because eventually it's going to happen in a Yankee
game.
And I'd really like the idea that if we're going to go to replay, maybe the obvious calls can get taken care of.
Listen, they messed it up.
He
has
bothered me.
On the New York Yankees.
It has an impact on the Mets.
Not today. It
the
didn't have an impact.
Only reason you would have any interest at all, other than pointing out the absurdness of the missed call, is if you were wagering on a game you shouldn't be wagering on.
I agree. No one should be wagering on Braves Phillies. But I will tell you, last night, in the midst of watching WrestleMania, in the midst of watching the Knick game.
I heard WrestleMania got postponed because of weather.
They had a delay. A 35-minute delay night one of WrestleMania.
Did they start one of the fights first or no?
What do you mean?
Like, did they start a fight and then postpone it?
No, because
the players in the league might get hurt.
No, they delayed it. And they had these awkward interviews for a half hour.
Well, at least they did the right thing.
No, they did. They did it. They did it great.
And so they learned from the Mets. Let's not start and stop. That'll be bad.
But you know what? I feel bad having to do this to you because I like you. But I got to call you out on the hypocrisy.
I'm good. I'm right here.
You're complaining about the mistake run Culpa made in the Conforto game.
Yeah.
But yet, no big deal, Braves Phillies. Who cares? It was an egregious mistake.
Terrible.
Worse than the Conforto mistake.
I would say worse. Okay. They're both terrible.
Look, the guy didn't touch home.
But here's the deal.
Alec Baum didn't even touch home.
I have no interest in a Braves Phillies game in April. I didn't watch it. I didn't care about it.
Okay.
And then all I see are all you gamblers.
It's not gamblers.
Because that's all this was.
I don't think so.
The immediate knee-jerk reaction was from people who had money on the Braves, I guess.
No.
And lost their money.
We're baseball fans.
How about this? Stop wagering on games you know nothing about.
We're baseball fans. C-Mac's a baseball fan. I'm a baseball fan. And C-Mac is right. These kinds of mistakes will come home to roost.
Yeah.
It'll happen in a Yankee game. It'll happen in a Met game. And here's the other thing,
game. I can promise you that.
Let's call out the Brave fans who acted like a bunch of children throwing crap on the field. And good job by Dansby Swanson of the Braves that called out the people of Atlanta. You embarrassed yourself.
We're really gonna start casting stones.
Are we throwing stuff on the field?
We do.
Oh,
we
have.
Oh, really?
We have.
As much as the Atlanta Braves, who did it during the wild card game a bunch of years ago, did it again? Didn't we just applaud some team's fans for the garbage can thing a couple days
ago? That's different. That's a protest against the Astros.
Didn't we do a whole show a couple weeks ago about giant fans throwing snowballs at people?
That was 30 years ago.
So we do it, too.
We don't do it like them.
And we got on the giant fans who did that.
Exactly.
I didn't.
Well, maybe you didn't, but, you know.
I mean, I felt bad that I hit the old guy.
Right.
Yeah, I knocked him out.
That sucks, yeah.
Like, before we talk about fan behavior, let's slow the roll a little
bit. Also, C-Mac, I want you to save Craig saying this doesn't matter for when the Phillies are a game ahead of the Mets in the standings come September, and I bring this call up, and he's like, I don't even know what you're talking
about.
Well,
I'll tell you what.
I think it's more likely it helps you that the Braves lost an extra game.
How about this? Listen. If it comes down to one game, I'll remind you that you stole a game with Conforto's elbow.
Oh,
so we'll be even, Steven.
So now, there you go. One you have an issue with.
No.
This one, don't bring it up.
This is why it won't come up later this year. Because you got one, you lost one. You're even, Steven.
I don't accept
it. It always evens out. That's that. All right?
No, but in all seriousness, the reason it got so much attention is because it was Sunday Night Baseball and it was a standalone game. So for any baseball fan that wanted baseball.
Yeah, people chasing their money.
I didn't say
trying to
that.
Win their money back, take Atlanta, whatever the numbers
were.
You really
think there's that much gambling on baseball?
I think there's more gambling on baseball now than ever because of the proliferation of legalized
wagering. I do agree that there's more gambling on baseball.
And here's the deal. The weekend's on Sunday night. So if you lost a bunch of money going into the week or, you know, earlier Sunday or whatever it is, Saturday, you do what a lot of people do. You wait for the last game of the week. You know, in football season, it's Sunday night football. In baseball season, it's Sunday night baseball. You know it's going to be on television, so you get to watch the game, and you chase your losses.
Okay, I'll meet you in the middle.
And then what some people do, you try to double your wins. The immediate reaction, other than Atlanta fans or Philly fans, was from gamblers.
I'll meet you in the middle and say that I'm sure
we're negotiating now.
Yeah, because I think you're just ignoring the fact that there's a lot of people that love baseball and actually care about bad calls in games where their teams aren't involved. Just like C-Mac and just like myself, who I can swear to you had not even fantasy implications on in that game. And I had a first fantasy week. There were certainly moments on Sunday in which, you know, there were meaningless at-bats that mattered to me because of fantasy baseball, not because of gambling. I had nothing on Braves Phillies. I hate both teams from a sports perspective, and I was ticked off that they got it so wrong. I'm sorry.
Right. So you're organic.
As is C-Mac.
There's nothing organic about him. If he was organic, he wouldn't weigh what he weighs.
There's a lot of organic about me.
There's nothing organic
there's
about
organic
you.
Organic about
oh, yeah, like
me.
What? Like, tell me something organic about your beliefs.
Yeah,
no.
Grass-fed butter I had with breakfast.
Thank you.
Morning.
I appreciate that.
You know what,
what
C-Mac said on Saturday night at about midnight?
Man, you think I mess around?
This guy said DJ LeMahieu is hitting the softest 313 he's ever seen.
That is absolutely true.
Believe that?
There's no question
the
about
softest
it.
Softest 313
he's ever
seen.
He's
had multiple chances to impact games.
That's the old.
And he hasn't done it once.
And there's been a couple guys here in New York that have been under the same umbrella. I'll never forget. That always reminds me. I moved to Philadelphia in 1993, the year the Phillies went to the World Series and lost on the Joe Carter home run, where Mitch Williams said, I threw him a fastball. And Joe said, that was a slider. Right? Curt Schilling had the towel over his head.
Right.
But I'll never I get to Philadelphia, and I didn't like Philly when I got there because I'm a New Yorker and all that stuff. But I want to learn about, like, what motivates the fans here. I don't know, right?
Sure.
And they go... I go, we had Mike Schmidt, you know, arguably the greatest third baseman ever played the game at the time, right?
Right.
And they go, Mike Schmidt never hit a single home run that mattered. And I'm like, he's got 500 home runs. What are you talking about? He never hit a single home run that mattered. Now, there have been some New York athletes like that, right?
Right.
Over the course of time.
A-Rod used to get that.
A-Rod, of course, was the big one until 2009.
Stanton is the new one.
Right, Stan's the new guy. Stan never hits him when he counts.
Yeah.
He, you know, other than the grand slam to win a game, you know, it's always a 3-run shot in the eighth, up 7.
What's amazing about
sure, it's
that?
April against the Orioles.
Oh, hold on. The Red Sox Twins game has been postponed, not weather related. That's postponed because of fear of fan safety because of the nonsense that's going on in Minnesota right now. The New York Mets have not yet announced their decisions for tonight's game against those same Philadelphia Phillies.
That's right.
What is your guess on that, sir?
My guess on what?
What do the Mets do about tonight's game?
They're going to cancel this game before we sign off the air today.
You think they'll actually do the fans a solid?
Yes. And I think there's two reasons they should do it. Number one, it's the right thing to do. And number two, and this is actually what surprised me about yesterday, you have a gate of 8,000 people. If you push the game to July or August... there's a hope and an expectation you're going to have a gate that's significantly higher than 8,000. So it benefits the team to postpone the game. Now, as far as the team right now is concerned, it stinks. They've barely played. I mean, think about it.
I really want to know what... That's a fair point. They've only played 5 games so far, and the season's, what, 10, 11 days old. And I guess Washington's the only team that's close right now. I truly want to know what happens to those fans that bought tickets... without buying them directly from the Mets.
So if you get it on, like, StubHub?
Yeah.
I think the way it works
is
that...
How do you get your money back?
I think the way it works is that you get the credit from the Mets. Like, you show them the tickets that you have because there's, like, a barcode.
Right.
And then they will give you that money.
Let's say you were not going to go to the game.
Right.
And let's say you gave Tommy your 4 tickets. Right. Two, whatever you have. 2 tickets, 4 tickets, whatever, right?
2.
So let's say you're going to give your tickets to a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a lot of friends, so I chose Tommy.
Okay, thanks.
Well, you're not, like... you know, knee deep in friends.
I mean, I think I go 7 or 8 deep.
You go set, really?
Yeah. Legit? I have a list of when I go to sporting events, and no offense to Tommy, he's trying to work up the list. He's probably more like 7 or 8, but I got like
list. Let's say you gave one of these friends of yours the 2 tickets.
Okay.
Now you're getting the credit back on your account with the Mets.
Right.
Do you then say to your friend, I'm going to make sure you have those 2 tickets in August?
Yeah, I would. But
so
for
you
me? Yeah, I would.
So you're going to make sure that friend who got put out, not your fault,
yeah,
he gets to still go.
I would try to do right by them, absolutely.
Okay, now, let's say the Mets are a game up or a game out of a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just, I know it's August, but I want to give you, for instance.
You're trying to make me a jerk somehow, but keep
let's
trying.
Let's say it's September 30th.
They make it up at the end of the season.
And, yeah, they make up this game like last weekend of the season.
Right.
And your friend hasn't gotten a go yet. He's very busy, schedule, family, etc. Does Evan Roberts honor the deuce?
I would honor the deuce because if I really want to go to a game, I'll give you a great example. So I sold Saturday's game, the game that I went to with my son and my wife. I now see the weather's nice. I really wanted to go to the game. So I went on StubHub, and I bought tickets for me, my wife, and son. So it just proves that there's a will, there's a way.
So you sold your tickets and bought other tickets.
Yeah. Didn't work out well for me financially.
Got it.
I didn't get a net victory out of it. But no, the truth is I was going to have to do it anyway because I have two tickets. I wanted to take my son and wife. That's three. So because of the pod seating, it's not as if I could just buy a third ticket.
Are you talking to the Nets game?
No, the Mets game on Saturday.
Okay.
The game I went to.
The Mets game, got it.
What did you think I meant?
Well, you brought up the Nets.
No, not the Nets. The Mets. No Nets.
Baseball. Okay, you did not go to the Laker Net game.
I did not go to the Nets Laker game. And by the way, thank God.
Yeah. 126-101.
No, I did well on that. That was a hot ticket. I am very surprised how hot that ticket remained, even though there was no LeBron, no James Harden, no Anthony Davis. I went on StubHub out of curiosity. Curiosity, I wasn't going to go. About an hour before the game, the cheapest ticket for Nets Lakers.
$250.
Huh. Higher, Bob.
An hour before tip?
About two. It was a couple of hours. I wouldn't say an hour. Let's say 3 hours.
$350.
Before tip. Keep going.
$450.
Keep going.
$550.
It was about $500. To get in for Nets Lakers.
To watch Kyrie and Schroeder get kicked out.
And you know.
And to watch a 25-point blowout with no LeBron, no AD, no Kuzma, right?
Right, no Kuzma, no James Harden.
And
you know going in at that point, those guys aren't playing. This isn't like you bought the game a month ago or 2 months ago.
Crazy.
You know going in.
Right, listen, people love the Lakers, I guess.
But I'm also, no, they love the Nets. But I'm also a nice person. I would take care of someone if I gave them tickets.
877-337-6666.
Trying to make me look bad.
It's Carton and Roberts.
Dribble, 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 dribble. Fat, fat, fat.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Has the owner spoken about his team's debacle? Or not yet?
Let me see.
Or does he only speak
on
when he's spending $341 million on a guy?
No, let's see here.
His last tweet was 3 days ago.
Yeah, nothing's cooking.
Where's the owner?
You want him to comment on this?
I want Steve Cohen to comment on his organization's decision to start a game, throw seven pitches, and then cancel the game. And how that's a great way to treat fans. Right?
Brutal.
Like, you know, if this was the Wilpons, you guys would be going crazy.
But they're not the Wilpons because he also signed Francisco Lindor for $340 million.
That's already worn off.
That doesn't matter.
That doesn't count.
Let's ignore that. Let's be consistent about it.
Let's be consistent.
What?
Why doesn't he get the beat down?
Because he hasn't created a history of incompetence the way the Wilpons have. If there is a history of incompetence, we are going to rip him and rip him and rip him. But you know what Steve Cohen did? And you
what
can downplay
Steve
this
Cohen
all
do?
You want. He took a club that was always antiseptic at Citi Field.
Yeah.
It was named after every sponsor in the world. And he decided to call it the Piazza Club. That's the little thing that matters to some Met fans.
Yeah, that and a $15 pizza cupcake?
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
No.
You're not a fan of the pizza cupcake?
I'd have to try it and sample it.
When I saw that,
I don't see how it could be bad, but $15. And the picture you sent out.
Yes.
I can't tell how big the cupcake is.
Oh, it's not going to be big.
I'm not spending $15 cupcake.
We have to accept this, and this sucks, but this is the case in New York and every arena and stadium in this town. Everything's overpriced. When you go to a sporting event, it's going to be overpriced. So it wasn't about the price. It's like, you know what you did? You did what everyone does on Twitter.
What did I do?
I sent you a picture about a pizza cupcake. It had nothing to do with the price. Of course it's expensive.
Yeah, but I can't
it's a
tell
baseball
how big it is.
Stadium.
I want to know how much more am I getting for my buck.
Are you in for a pizza cupcake is the question.
Yes, I will try a pizza cupcake.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
I've made pizza cupcakes.
Have you?
Yeah. So if you take like a brownie pan.
Right.
And you put dough in each hole.
Oh, boy.
And then you put some, marinara and mozzarella. and you boop, just like that, pizza cupcake.
Can I ask a question? What makes a pizza cupcake different than a pizza bagel?
Nothing. Oh, okay. No, a lot.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I've never seen a pizza cupcake.
So a pizza bagel is just marinara and mozzarella on top of a bagel.
Yeah, okay. It's a pizza bagel.
Boring.
And the cupcake is...
So do you know what a brownie pan is, CeeLo?
Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
I think so, yeah.
So it's like a pan that's got like 5 rows of 3 holes in them, right?
Okay.
Not holes, like indentations.
Right, to make brownies or cupcakes.
Exactly. Yes. So you put a little dough in every hole, you put some sauce, you put some cheese, you put it in the oven, voila.
But again, as far as the ingredients go, it's the same thing. It's just a different shape.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Now you're just being argumentative to be argumentative.
I'm trying to understand.
Listen, when you go home tonight, whoever does the cooking in your house, pizza cupcakes.
I'm buying the pizza cupcake. I'm going to the game tomorrow night.
Why didn't you buy it on Sunday?
Because I don't want to get into it, but we were going to get it on
Sunday.
You
don't want to get into why you didn't buy a pizza cupcake, but teased us with a picture of the pizza cupcake sign?
It's a personal decision that I made.
No. I choose not to accept that. You couldn't just go get the pizza cupcake?
You know what the bottom line was?
What was it?
When you take a son or a kid or a daughter to a baseball game, you're holding 5,000 things.
Yes.
There are now rules where you can't bring bags in that are of any significant size.
By the way, there's no reason, unless you're a woman with a pocketbook, to ever bring a bag into a game.
What if you have a scorebook?
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm giving you the answer. You don't have to like the answer. And so my wife is holding a lot of things. I'm holding a lot of things. It was just going to be such a pain to buy anything at this baseball game.
You couldn't be bothered to go to the pizza cupcake line to get a pizza cupcake.
We decided not to.
It was too much for Evan Roberts.
We decided not to.
No. But, pardon me.
What?
With all due respect.
Yes.
We didn't decide.
You know, me and my wife decided.
You could have said, honey, I'll be right back. I'm going to get a pizza cupcake. We decided.
You would think the pizza cupcake was invented for its easy handling.
I don't know,
that's
man.
That's the whole point of the pizza cupcake.
I agree, 100%. You know, it's not huge.
But you're forgetting the aspect that you got to find your wallet. You got to take the credit card out.
Find your wallet.
You got to stick it in the machine.
Have a picture. Cash. You're clearly online. You bought something.
No, hold on. Let me correct Craig. There is no cash at Citi Field. Everything is cashless now.
No
cash.
Yankee Stadium was the same thing.
Yep.
When did they start that?
COVID.
COVID. No exchanging. Every card.
S-A-D. You're telling me you live in the 5 boroughs, you can't go to Yankee Stadium or Citi Field with cash?
Correct.
Get out of here.
I mean, you can. You just can't buy anything.
Right. They actually, you're going to love this, Craig. They have a machine where you could put cash in the machine and have it come out on a card.
No. Nice.
They have
the reverse ATM.
This has to change it now. We're a cash-loving people.
Not anymore, bro. It's over. And you know who started this trend?
Yeah, probably the Mets.
Cash is not going to be around.
Bougie bastards.
No, it was the Brooklyn Nets 3 years ago. I'll never forget it. I went to go buy something, and they said, no cash here. And I said, what?
No cash?
What are we doing?
Memo to the teams. We're not in Ohio.
Ohio?
We're in the 5 effing boroughs.
I think
where cash is king.
I think there's a concern that the cash could spread the
virus. Yeah, cash is going to spread a virus. Okay.
I think that's the concern.
If you're allergic to cocaine, then cash might be a problem. When did they start? They started
this
that last year?
No, this season.
How come I didn't get a memo on that? So let me get this right.
You're not in on things.
Hold on a second.
The way we are.
You're out of the loop, Craig.
I was away. By the way, when I was away, I made $5.25 a month working full time.
Well, guess what? That cash would get you nowhere.
$5.25 a month.
Okay? You could buy a quarter of a pizza cupcake.
Now, that's right. Well, a third.
I'll give you one bite.
That's with a tip, with a cheap 75-cent tip.
Right.
So I go up to buy a hot dog.
Yeah.
And hot dog's $3.50.
You're being generous. It's probably like $5.75.
No. Yeah?
Yeah. Dude, things are expensive.
I feel like Rip Van Winkle just woke up. It's $5 for a hot dog. I'm amazed.
But put it this way. New York kettle chips, like a bag of chips, is $3.75. So if that's
Probably $4.50 for a hot dog.
How much do you think the ice cream cup is?
Is it in a helmet?
Yeah.
That's probably 10 bones.
$7.75. Without a helmet, it's $5.50.
It's $10 because you got to tip the guy.
Okay.
Unless you're Evan Robertson, you go, can I have my quarter, please?
I would never do that.
So, okay, here's the question.
I'm a big tipper.
Okay, so hold on. I go to buy a $4.50 hot dog.
Yes.
Right.
Okay? I can't just give the guy a $5 bill?
No.
No.
How about the guy, like, I'm sitting in my seat?
They don't have them anymore.
Peanuts.
No vendors.
No vendors?
No.
But what you can do now is order on your phone and then go to a place to pick it up. They do have that now.
So I order on my phone, but nobody brings it to me?
Well, if you're in a regular seat the way I am, I'm not in the bougie seats you're used to, you can order on your phone and then go to the place they tell you to go to and
order
pick up
like
your
a
food.
Number or something like number 63.
I think you show your phone and you get whatever you order.
This is for the birds.
That's like DoorDash or Uber Eats pickup, pretty much.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a good reason to never go to a baseball game.
What are you talking about? Why is this not more convenient?
Because I want to just give you a $5 bill and get my goddamn hot dog.
Yeah, but when you order
I apologize.
I love vendors, okay? My dad was a vendor. I love it.
Yeah.
But Craig,
so they put vendors out of business.
No, but listen, Craig.
Good job, Steve Cohen.
They'll come back with credit card machines attached to the hips.
You know, I agree with you. And it's not Steve Cohen, it's the Yankees, too. So if you want to be consistent, I know you have a trouble with that.
Steve Cohen probably did the Yankees. Like, oh, we better do it.
Stop it. If you want to get a hot dog, a hamburger, a soda, you got to wait for three vendors. Now, you order it, you go to the place you want to get it, you come back.
How about this? If I order it on my phone, bring it to me.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same
thing. Why not? If I'm going to get up, I might as well just get up.
That's the bougie seats. I'm not speaking for the bougie seats.
I guess the ordering it is to avoid the lines.
Correct.
You'll have it on the side.
Are they going to leave these stadiums cashless forever?
My prediction?
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's one of the things that's not going back.
Oh, that's
I think vendors will come back. I will predict the return of the vendors.
So let me ask you this. You're sitting... Oh, there's no vendors. I'll just say you're sitting mid-row. Who's going to pass you the hot dog? You give your money, and he goes down five seats.
Well, there's no card.
So I'm going to give a guy sitting down who I don't know my American Express card.
Craig.
Yeah. Poof. I can't believe the guy ran off. Oh, is that right?
I hate to blow up your fantasy.
Yeah.
There's no one in your row. It's socially distanced sports now. You've got your own row. So if there was this fictitious vendor, you know what you'd have to do, Craig? I know this sucks. You'd have to stand up. You'd have to walk to the edge of the aisle and hand the money yourself because there's no one in your row.
I'd rather do that.
Okay.
And then I give the vendor a couple bucks for the effort.
Well, I think you could leave a tip with the credit card, can't you?
But that, I guarantee you, if you did an investigation, those guys aren't getting the full tips.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
There's probably some like charge involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would do an investigation on that pronto.
I'm going to look into that.
I mean, but it just started. So
well, there's no vendors right now. There are no. I didn't see any at Yankee Stadium. Yeah, there are none at City Field.
Let me ask you a question. I don't want you to be. Don't take fandom aside.
Okay.
I need complete honesty here.
I'm always honest with you. You just don't like it sometimes.
Do you think there's any possible way the reason the Mets did not cancel yesterday's game? Well in advance of the 8,000, however many people showed up, was to try to ring the bell a little bit?
I thought about this. I think there's so few people there that it doesn't pay for it. Especially when if you cancel the game like they eventually did, you're making the game up where there'll be significantly more than 8,000 people
you
there.
So if you got 5,000 people, you know, half those people maybe spent $30 buying some grub. Oh, sorry, got to send you home.
No.
At least you made,
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I disagree. Because you still have to pay people to be working. And is that really offsetting things?
Yes.
Is it?
Dude, $7.75 for a cup of ice cream is paying for that guy to give
Craig,
it to you.
There were less than
8,000. Don't think it's not.
But there were also significantly less than 8,000 people there because of the rain, of the weather.
I get that.
So how much money could they possibly have made off of those 2.5 hours? Normally, I'd be with you and say, oh, my God, they're just trying to squeeze out as much money as they can. I'd be the first one to say it.
$150,000.
What is not that worth really it? What they're doing?
I was asking.
I'm
not saying they did. I want to be clear. I'm not accusing them of that.
Okay.
But it was going to rain all day.
Yes.
And it rained all day, and they didn't cancel the game.
So.
And by the way, it's now almost 3:15. You got a game scheduled for less than 4 hours from now, right?
Yes.
So people start making their way out there in about 2 hours.
Yes.
Some people, right?
Yeah.
When are the Mets going to make a decision about tonight's game?
They should make it now, even though it's not raining now. But the forecast clearly shows it's going to rain all night. Normally, I'd say yes. They just tried to make as much money as they can. I just think yesterday was this colossal screw-up where they really thought, you know what? We're going to get the game in. We've barely played baseball games this season. We're going to get this game in. And they were dead wrong. But if this happens again and again, well, then I'll start to believe they're just trying to get out any kind of money they can get.
Tommy, call the Mets up. See what they're going to do.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I was a very yes-mood father on Saturday. That's why I allowed my son to watch WrestleMania and Nets-Lakers with me. Let him stay up late. Guess what time he fell asleep?
Were you letting him watch the Peacock wrestling?
Yes.
Really?
Well, it's WrestleMania.
Wait a minute. All that terrible content that
No, but Craig, what's going on? I'm going to show you
something. Does he also have the Disney app?
Yes, he does.
What are you watching? Huh? You're watching old Disney classics?
Craig, here's what I did.
With Jim Crow jokes?
Stop it.
Well, let me guess. You probably love reading Dr. Seuss books at your house too, don't you?
There's a wrestler called The Fiend Bray Wyatt.
Okay. Who?
There's a wrestler named The Fiend Bray Wyatt. The Fiend. Very scary looking individual.
All right.
So I had him watching Sunday night, which was last night because I was in a yes mood again.
Okay.
And when The Fiend came on, I made a parental decision. I didn't need Peacock to do it for me. I did it myself. I said, Jet, we're not going to watch this part of WrestleMania.
Did you cover his eyes?
Because he got a little freaked out at first. No, I moved WrestleMania to my iPad and put something else on the big screen. And you know what that
is? That fascinates me. You couldn't just pause WrestleMania and let the kid watch something that wasn't scary, and then you could personally get back to it. You had to continue to watch it.
Well, I want to see what happened with Bray Wyatt. And by the way, Lugie, you saw the match?
Yeah.
Did I not make a great decision?
You made a great call. When Alexa Bliss popped out of the whatever they call it, Jack in the Box thing,
yeah,
he wouldn't have slept for a month.
Thank you. So what I did was...
I slept with the lights on last
thank
night.
You. Yeah. I made a parental decision. I didn't need a company to make it for me. I didn't need Big Brother to make it for me. You know who made the decision? I did, as a parent, and that's what should happen.
There you
go. Not Peacock telling me what to do, not Disney telling me what to do. Evan decided.
That's weird, referring to myself in the third
person. No, it sounded good. It sounded strong.
Evan decided what to do.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
CeeLo's standing by. He's got some audio for us. What do you got, Chris?
All right, so we've got this Gary Sanchez hit by pitch from the seventh inning yesterday.
This was the seventh inning of yesterday's Yankee win. The Yankees win.
And it caused some confusion in the radio booth between John and Susan.
Let's hear it.
First, this is them getting their first look at the first instant replay of this apparent hit by pitch.
It bounced before it hit him. It looked like it bounced, unless it hit him on the side of the foot as it hit the ground. And you can see it's coming in. Maybe the side angle is better. It bounced before it hit him.
Yes.
All right. So they're both seem
so
pretty
it bounced.
Sure of that.
So
it bounced.
From a factual standpoint, it bounced.
It bounced.
It bounced. It bounced, John. John, it bounced. Maybe the side angle's better, John, but it bounced.
Okay. Let's take a second look at another replay.
We're seeing this again.
All right.
Foot is down, and it bounces before it hits that toe. It does. So if are they looking? Can they look at it?
What?
We're really at a disadvantage here. I apologize.
What's the disadvantage?
I
not knowing the rule?
The fact that they're in New York. And
but why is
there.
That a disadvantage?
Because they don't know what they're reviewing, though it clearly they're reviewing did it hit him.
Who knows what kind of angles they have on camera.
Stop. I'm trying to be helpful, Craig.
It's already happened.
I know.
So even if you're at the game, you're now relying on the video replay.
Right.
So there's no disadvantage.
The disadvantage is they aren't in the building.
There's no disadvantage.
You know what? I got nothing. I give up. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, all I got nothing.
So we heard Susan pretty clearly feels it bounced, but she just wanted to make sure while they were reviewing this that she and John were on the same page.
It looked to me, and I think you too, John, that it hit the ground before it hit his foot.
Oh, no question about it. No question.
All right, so they're in lockstep, right?
So
no question.
I mean, thank God they weren't on the Warren Commission. We still wouldn't know what happened to Kennedy. It looks like his head goes back into the left.
Well, by the way, they're right about what
you
they're
know,
saying.
John, yes. It looks like Kennedy takes a ball from the front and it knocks his head back to the left.
Too soon.
I can't tell.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon. That's a president, man.
50 years
That's
ago.
That's a damn president.
You know, John, it looks like he's in a convertible.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
All right. So now
So, John, I'm looking at it again. It looks to me like Kennedy's head
No.
Goes back and to the left.
Too
yeah.
soon.
You know, I got to tell you, Susan, it definitely looks like it goes back and to the left. There's no doubt about that from my perspective, but we're at a total disadvantage here because it happened 50 years ago.
It's more than 50 years
I was
ago.
50 at the time, but it goes back a long, long time, Susan. What else do you have? Anything else?
All right, so the umpires take a look, and here's the end result.
The umpires, after looking at the review, allow Sanchez first base.
Yeah.
We're seeing it again. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
About? Hello.
So there's a tying run at first base with one out.
And that was it. Urshela gets an opposite field base
hit. What are you sorry
and they moved
about?
On.
And they're, and not knowing the rule.
And they're right. The ball bounced before it hit Gary Sanchez.
Yes, it did.
That is true. There's
like,
no
they
lie
got,
there.
They got the replay perfect.
Yes.
So let's
right.
give him a point for that. Point.
The problem so is it doesn't matter.
So here's the deal. The alleged disadvantage was not a disadvantage because you got the replay right.
Right.
The ball clearly bounced before it made contact with Sanchez.
That's true.
We're all in agreement on that.
Yes.
Or as Fred Durst once said famously, we're all in agreement on that. Okay, good. So what's the problem? Why is Sanchez on first base? I don't know. Oh, because it's the rule. Jesus.
Oh, boy. I think they need.
Can you imagine John and Susan reviewing some, like, history's greatest moments?
Well, you just did it.
John, I think there is a hole in the Hindenburg. It's hard to tell. But no, there's definitely a hole.
Can you give
it's
me the,
coming down.
Can you give me the Titanic?
You know, John, I'm looking at the replay. There's no doubt that boat hits the iceberg first.
Washington crossing.
Well, I got to tell you, Susan, I'm looking at it, and you're so right. That iceberg clearly made contact with the Titanic prior to the Titanic taking on water. You know, John, there's just such confusion. What? How did she put it? Chris, play the one again where they're
total disadvantage.
We're in a terrible disadvantage here.
We're seeing this again. Foot is down, and it bounces before it
right
hits
right there.
That
the iceberg so, clearly looking, made contact.
Can they look at it?
With the boat.
We're really at a disadvantage.
We're at a total disadvantage because it was nighttime.
You want another one?
Yeah.
Washington.
My voice is going. It's very
no,
hard.
But this is too much fun. I love Washington. I got two more. Washington crosses the Delaware. Go. Nothing? Neil Armstrong lands on the moon. Can you give me that one? What are you pooping out already?
I think you got to give me better ones to go with.
Better? Okay, Lincoln. You want Lincoln being killed? Fine.
Lincoln.
John Wilkes Booth
Why do you
got to
go with assassinations?
Because you didn't want Washington and you didn't want Armstrong.
No, it's got to be like something where it's in question. Like not something
question.
Obvious.
Okay.
You know what I mean? As far as I know, John, there's no atmosphere on the moon, but the flag is waving.
See? You got it.
We're at a terrible disadvantage because we're not on the moon. Of all the dramatic things, Kennedy's head.
Kennedy's head. Oh, my God.
I think there's multiple bullets. I used to try to do that better, but my throat is completely shot.
No, you killed
shot.
Yourself after that one.
Completely shot now. I'm sure I could think of some other ones that come up. I'm just thinking, like, imagine them doing, like, a Reese's peanut butter commercial. There's chocolate, John, and there's peanut butter. The guy trips. The chocolate and peanut butter combine. Thus the recent peanut butter cup.
I don't know.
Stupid. That's a Yankee broadcast right here on the Fan.
You'll hear him tonight.
Yeah.
Down in Dunedin, Florida, though, they're in the Bronx.
They're where?
They're in the Bronx. They broadcast from Yankee Stadium.
I don't understand that at all.
While watching monitors of the game.
A lot of monitors, huh?
I think there's a bunch of monitors.
So they have every vantage point. So there is no disadvantage. They've every. I don't know. Is Susan there too? I don't think
yeah,
so.
I think they are.
I don't think Susan is.
Oh, she's not a Yankee Stadium?
I don't believe she is.
So then what's her disadvantage?
No. Well, hold on. I got to defend them. you're at a disadvantage when you're not in the building.
It's a replay.
I disagree with you.
I think she was at Yankee Stadium, though, because they had the video of her singing the national anthem live from Yankee Stadium.
So yeah, when they played at Yankee Stadium.
They played at Yankee Stadium.
Not when they played on the road.
If she'd go there,
she wasn't doing the national anthem when the Yankees were in Tampa, you numbnuts.
I just meant that she goes to the stadium.
No, no, I don't.
He's asking if she's in Tampa.
I don't think she's there.
I don't know the answer to that one.
Wait. Where?
Well, I don't want to be so confusing.
At Yankee Stadium when they're on the road.
John Sterling's at Yankee Stadium when the Yanks are on the road.
No,
I'm not sure if Susan's there, too.
I see what you're saying.
She might be home.
Right, but my point is this. In that replay, there's no excuse. I agree with you. I try to defend them because I like them, but there's no excuse.
And by the way, a big effing deal. Like, we're having fun.
No, of course. It's not a big deal.
At the end of the day, they didn't blow a game 7.
No. With that said, I do think there's a disadvantage not being in the stadium.
I don't.
Oh, come on.
Why? What would the disadvantage be? The play already happened.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. When you've got a guy rounding third base on a base hit up the middle.
That's not the case
here. I'm not talking about this case. I've already admitted they screwed up.
So there's no disadvantage to this mess up.
I agree this message. I'm talking about in general. I made that clear. In general, there's a disadvantage to not being in the stadium.
Well, there's a disadvantage. John made a point yesterday in the Yankee, was it the 10th, right?
Right.
When the Yanks score all the runs and win the game.
Yeah.
He did make a point, because I did hear this part, where he can't tell you if the guy in third's going home.
I just said that.
Until he sees the guy.
I just said that.
Go home.
That was the point I was making.
That would have been a good point if you made it.
That's exactly what I said.
And he said, I got to go base to base because I can't say it.
Right. And you can hear it on the TV broadcast, too, because they're not there either. There's a long pause on a guy rounding third. Because they have no idea.
There's a lot of dead air in the Yankee broadcast these days.
Yes.
And,
let me see. Wait.
Not sure if Urshela got home yet or not, Susan. Okay. Oh, there he is. Yep, he's in the dugout.
By the way, is there a plan for this to change? I mean, if you're fully vaccinated, can you travel to these games?
I don't know.
Because I think that these guys and gals have done a great job doing it. But you lose something not being there. I stand by that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Okay, well, now you agree. You were fighting me tooth and nail a minute ago.
The thing with Sanchez has nothing to do with that.
I acknowledge that. I said they messed it up.
The dead end does. Like, he's like, there's a well-hit ball to right center. Urshela's rounding second.
No idea. No idea. And that's the beauty of when you're there, you can look at whatever you want to look at.
Like, that happened yesterday.
Yes.
Sterling goes, one run is in. And there's like,
because he doesn't see it.
I don't know if another one scored or not, but I'll wait.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Hey, guys, Luis Rojas is speaking right now.
So what?
I guess they've checked in with their exclusive weather forecaster.
What do they got?
Here's the quote from Rojas.
Oh, boy.
We've seen the forecast. It doesn't look good.
Okay, so here's what's funny about that. 25 minutes ago, the Mets announced their starting lineups for tonight's game.
Oh, my God. Tremendous.
Here's the key. Forget the lineup being announced is what it is. The question is, are they opening up the gates? Because to your point, Craig, when you open up the gates, you're now collecting parking. You're going to start selling food. People have made the drive over the White Stone. They're paying the tolls or the subways. So what they should do, if they're listening right now, does Steve Cohen listen to the show, Craig?
Steve Cohen listens to the show,
Steve, listen, just
the entire board of directors listens to the show.
Can the game. And trust me, I'm no fan of canceling these games because it means we get these fugazi 7-inning doubleheaders, which I hate.
Yeah.
But there is no reason to play baseball tonight. As much as I miss the Mets, I miss the Mets, Craig. They've played one game in 5 days.
So Luis Rojas said what exactly?
He said, quote, we've seen the forecast. It doesn't look good.
But we're going to announce our starting lineups and try to sell some pizza cupcakes.
Has he announced the rotation? Is Stroman going to wait the 5 days?
Yes, or
is he
Stroman will pitch Friday. And the quote on that was, we always want the best version of Marcus Stroman out there.
Yeah.
You've got to be sensitive when you're going to disrupt somebody.
Well,
so they wanted to keep him in his routine.
So that
that's a weird thing to me. Like, you can't listen. You can't argue it one way or the other. You think that why couldn't he pitch tomorrow? For
it's
example.
The up downs. It's the up downs.
Up downs.
Wednesday, up downs.
They did it with the up downs of he was preparing to pitch. He warmed up to pitch. It's not 7 pitches. I do have to. When people say that, that's not true. He warmed up to pitch a game. It wasn't 7 pitches.
The other thing, and these guys are such creatures of habit. And Rojas said it yesterday. How like he was going through his whole pregame routine, which includes a workout in the gym.
Right.
I remember Roger Clemens used to do that. Like he would do some sort of excessive hardcore weightlifting workout before he pitched. and then he'd go out and pitch and empty the tank, as he called it.
Then the question is, all the off days, what are they doing? Long toss and this and that. So
listen,
I wonder, it'll be interesting to find out. I wonder if Stroman threw indoors once the game got canceled. So that his arm and all the... these guys are creatures
schedule.
Of habit.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to wait five more days for him to start, so it'll be Friday, fine. I wonder if he threw. Because they do have underneath places
And to by throw. The way, think about what Marcus Stroman is now doing. So instead of starting at Citi Field, his start is at Coors Field in Colorado. It didn't exactly work out well for him in terms of where he's making his next start.
Yeah, instead of doing it in front of the home crowd, he does it on the road with...
in the worst ballpark to pitch in.
Yep. In the thin air of Coors Field.
That's right. That's right.
And they are TBA for Wednesday now.
Based on his first start, he was getting a lot of ground balls.
Yeah. No, he's well... Well, one thing I've heard about Coors Field is it's not...
He's a ground ball pitcher.
It's not the balls carrying through the air necessarily. It's also a bigger ballpark. It's the movement on a lot of your pitches that some pitchers I've heard in the past say they don't get the same zip.
Did you know that they keep all the balls used for a game of Coors Field...
In a humidor.
In a humidor pregame?
Yes.
You're aware of that?
And it's made a big difference. Like, if you look at the numbers of Coors Field today as compared to the late 90s, different world. Like, it's still still a ballpark where the numbers are
big. What does the humidor do?
What does it do? Like, unlivens the baseball, I think?
Unlivens it?
I like that. Unlivens.
What about cigars?
What does it do to a cigar?
Isn't the purpose of the humidor to keep a cigar moist? But what's it do to the baseball?
Gotta ask the former president. I'm not familiar with that.
Which former president?
Which one do you think I'm referring to when I'm talking about a cigar? Oh, my God. Which one do you think?
Bush?
No. Try again.
Carter.
Try again.
Carter.
No. Not Lincoln.
Well, Lincoln's dead.
Maybe Kennedy. I mean, you never know with him. But no, I didn't.
We're at a terrible disadvantage here, John, because we don't know the rules of the sport we've covered for the last 70 years. Sorry.
You're never going to be on our good side now. It's over.
Oh, say... Can you hear me?
Any opportunities out the window.
That was the best at the 2009 parade. Susan goes out on stage. I'm covering it for the Fan at CBS2.
Right.
And she goes, can you hear me okay? Like, Jesus Christ. They can hear you in the Bronx. And by the way, we were in Manhattan at One Police Plaza. Nowhere near the Bronx.
Can you hear me okay? Oh, this is a good quote from Rojas. I don't know why CeeLo didn't supply it to us.
Well, because he's just getting back into the swing thing.
Or perhaps he said it in the couple of minutes that have passed since I first shared.
There's always a lesson learned. I think yesterday we learned. That's from Luis Rojas.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
Tough guy.
Yeah, we learned all right.
I feel bad for Luis Rojas because he has to be the messenger. And all these the things that have happened are not necessarily on him.
I do agree. There are
listen, he's also making $1 million.
Well, he has become, and this is the comparison I always make with managers, and Boone is a part of this too. They are the press secretary, like the presidential press secretary. They have to answer things for the president. That's what the manager is. They're answering questions sometimes on decisions they didn't make. Now, where I'll rip Luis or criticize him was, like I mentioned earlier in the show, I wouldn't have had Marcus Stroman start. But the idea of starting the game in this weather, I wouldn't put all on Luis Rojas. I agree with you. I think that came from the front office and their exclusive meteorologist, whomever that is.
What was more exciting? The Mets are trying to play, or the Ginger Assassin knocking down the 7-10
split?
My
boy, the Ginger Assassin.
Yeah. Is there a camaraderie amongst redheads that?
Yes. It's why I root for Clint Frazier. It's why I root for Andy Dalton.
Like, will you reach out to the Ginger Assassin, try to book him on the show, even though we have no guest policy?
No.
No?
Why, do you want him on?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's got to be fascinating. He's a 17 or 18-year-old kid who's now known as the Ginger Assassin. Why? Because he knocked down two pins, which happens every Friday night in a bowling alley in America.
No, it doesn't. A 7-10 split?
Yes.
Every Friday night in a bowling alley?
Every Friday night at bowling
alley. I call BS on that.
Happens.
And I'm curious about this. Yeah. Did the term ginger start with Eric Cartman? Like, where was that the originator of the term ginger?
No. Who was the first redhead?
Eric? No. Did Eric Cartman of South Park, create the term ginger. No, I had never heard the term ginger.
Prior
to South Park's episode?
Yes. Usually in a derogatory manner.
I never,
to be honest.
Craig, hold on. I don't want to make you feel upset.
No, no. I'm not saying it to you.
No. Hold on.
So please don't be mad at me.
Craig.
Stop lashing out at me. I apologize, Evan. I'm not the messenger here. I want to apologize to you. For everyone that ever called you that word,
what?
That is a derogatory word. I apologize.
Thank you.
If you felt some type of way, but it's the kid's nickname.
Okay.
Who created assassin.
The nickname?
I think Carrot.
I believe Eric Carbon did. Look it up. Google it.
It was after well before
it.
That.
It's really old.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Then let me ask
you.
During this time throughout the 19th century, Britain occupied parts of Malaysia, and there's a red ginger plant that has a red fiery top to it.
Yeah, but C-Mac, here's why I'm curious. When I was a kid,
match the drapes?
I heard everything one can say.
Right.
Well,
sorry.
I'm not going to answer that.
That's why you got to get Manscaped. Cleans that right up.
No, I prefer not, but okay.
Oh, you're a big Bush guy, huh?
Yeah.
Look at you.
He served
all right. 1975 Evan Roberts.
He served two good terms. I like
him. There you go. All right.
The younger one. I never heard that term used. And
what's that, Bush?
No, I've heard carpet match the drapes.
You've heard that.
I've heard a lot of other things I can't even say.
Yeah.
I had never heard ginger.
No one ever called you a ginger as a child?
Not until South Park.
There was ginger spice on the Spice Girls.
Let me ask you this.
I'm telling you.
As a kid growing up.
Never heard ginger.
What would have been more offensive to you?
Go ahead.
Ginger.
Right.
Or the term that is typically used on schoolyards in America, redheaded stepchild.
Ooh. I don't like redheaded stepchild.
That was always the term.
Yeah.
And I want to apologize for putting that out there. If you are one.
What, a redheaded stepchild?
No, or if you're a...
If you're a child who's redheaded, who's a stepchild?
Oh, because
are you trying not to offend people?
That's always been a derogatory term.
It has been.
Like, it wasn't just, no one loves you, you're a stepchild. It was always... You're a redheaded stepchild.
Right, that's why I had an issue with it.
Which is why they gave you up for adoption.
Right.
That was the jokes that they made way back in the day, which I found very objectionable.
No, you didn't. You used it on every redheaded kid you saw.
I didn't grow up with any redheads.
Really? You never knew a redhead?
I have to say. I don't know if I did.
I found redheaded stepchild.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Green.
And you called him a redheaded stepchild.
No, I didn't, because he was the first kid of our group that worked for Domino's, so he used to give us free pizza.
Oh, so to kiss his ass, you called him something
else. No, not to kiss his ass, to get free pizza.
I didn't like redheaded stepchild, but there were worse names, and I don't think I could clean it up on the air and do it. So
How about the Red Rocket, Andy Dalton? That's a term of endearment.
All good. Well, my friends used to call me the Big Red Machine.
The Big Red Machine.
And it was mocking because I wasn't big.
How small were your friends?
No. They were mocking because I'm not that big. You got to look at the irony of it.
Which brings us to this weekend.
Yeah.
Evan Roberts put out a video of himself hitting a, like, what do you even call that these days?
There's a term for it, but it's a way to work on your swing.
So it's... I forget, there's an A for it.
Yeah, Recco used it, and I forget what it's called.
So it's like...
I have it right here, I think, the audio.
CeeLo, you play baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call that thing?
I haven't seen the video.
It's the thing, it's like a stick. It's got a ball on the end of it.
Hit stick? I don't know.
You hit it, and it goes around in a circle.
It's like the machine where it spins on it for you.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what the official
name
is.
It's kind of a name.
It's
something you see on an infomercial at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. It's a way to work on your swing.
Yeah, everyone's working on his swing.
I was working on my swing.
That's a 2 o'clock in the morning impulse buy right there.
No. I play in a baseball league that I've organized for 8 years, and I want to get better.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
Do I? You know about it. You played us once.
I heard you guys bitch about some fantasy league earlier today.
That's unrelated completely.
Oh, totally different.
Our fantasy baseball league has nothing to do with the fan baseball league that was created.
CeeLo, play the audio you got.
All right, we'll see what's here. It's just Jerry had this earlier. We'll see what it sounds like.
All right.
It's him hitting. Okay, this is...
Does he say anything?
No.
Actually, in lieu of other things, that's what's stuck in that direction. Yeah. I apologize. Yeah.
No, it was either Jerry playing tennis or I forget what the other options were. Evan doing something else.
Oh,
or
so
Evan
it was
taking
guess
batting
that sound.
Guess that sound.
What would you have guessed based on that sound?
Well, it depends. What's the prize?
What's the prize?
Yeah. What were they giving away for the guy who guessed that sound right?
Something from Boomer's office.
I guarantee not.
I already took most of it for FSU Friday. Yeah. So I don't know what I would have guessed. I already know what it is, so it's not a fair question.
What'd you
think
of my swing?
I've always said you have a good swing.
Thank you.
Except when it's stationary objects you're trying to
hit. Well, I'm working on my swing. I need to get better. I mean, that's the only... Well,
you have a six-gallon Listerine bottle. That's when it sneaks right by you.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Here is Robert in Staten Island. Robert, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you, sir?
I'm a bowler.
You're a bowler? What is a bowler? You prepare bowls for semen extraction? What do you do?
No, I play the sport of bowling.
Oh,
what's your average?
The recreation of bowling.
223.
Wow. Yeah, not great.
What? Not great?
Not great.
223?
How often do you bowl?
These guys are pro.
I bowl 3 nights a week.
Yeah, not great.
That's great. You're wrong. That's very, very impressive,
Dude, Rob. You have your own bowl?
I bring 6 balls with me.
Yeah, 223 is embarrassing.
What should it be?
259.
Rob, how many times have you bowled a perfect game? I want to go with 6.
11.
Yeah. Apologize 11. To him, Craig.
11.
Apologize to him.
Documented on the wall or no?
They're on video. They're on sheets. They're all in league play.
Okay. God bless you. You're a fantastic bowler who should have a better average than you do.
Can I discuss this?
You know what I'm saying? That I'm just busting your chops. Obviously, it's a great average, but wouldn't it be great if, like, everybody in real life got criticized the way talk show hosts do or athletes do or famous people do? Like, Rob, not so great, frankly. A little disappointed. I'm just messing with you.
The 7-10 being made on TV was last done in 1991.
So 30 years ago.
That year. It was by Jeff Staley.
Now, let me ask you a question. Has it been 30 years because of that level, there just aren't a lot of 7-10 split opportunities, or because it's really just that hard?
It's both. It's both. You don't see a lot of 7-10s on the show because they throw a lot of strikes.
Right.
And then it is very hard because of how far apart the pins are. And
well, let's go back in time, 24 hours, to the Ginger Assassin.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history
Stop
of professional bowling.
That, by the way, whoever the announcer is, that's genius. Because I wouldn't know that. You
right.
wouldn't know that.
No, I have no idea.
I'm not even sure of, like, diehard bowling fans. They might know it, I guess, right? But, like, he's telling you beforehand. That's a great analyst.
Oh, yeah. Because you would lose the moment if you didn't tell us how special it was until after it happened. There needs to be that anticipation of, we may see something we've never seen.
I was always expecting the dude to show up and try to knock it down. Worst movie ever. But here's how it sounds. Go ahead.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV. Come on, kid, do it. Goodness, the Ginger Assassin just dropped the 7-10.
The Ginger Assassin.
You bet.
Imagine if John and Susan were doing that.
How would it sound?
You know, John, the 7-10 split. You know, they're pros. I imagine that happens all the time. Well, you know, Susan, the 7-10 split hasn't happened in 30 years on television. I saw it happen last Wednesday after my crochet class. Anyway, so there you go. And the kid's like 18 years old, 17 years old.
The problem with bowling is it's too easy. Like, that's why that moment is so cool. Think about it. What did our last caller say? Everyone gets strikes. That's why every time I've ever put bowling on, it's boring. Everybody gets strikes.
I can't wait to have Team Carton versus Team Roberts bowling.
How many people do we get to pick? What are the rules? We pick anybody? Do they have to work here? Do we draft them?
Well, it's either me and Big Mac or me and Tommy.
Oh, so that's how it works? Me and C-Mac. I'm taking C-Mac.
To be fair, though.
I've taken C-Mac.
No, hold on.
That's burned you in the past.
Lepresti's on the squad. He's got to play, too.
Okay, so we have 5 people? Who's the 6?
Here's the deal. You can either pick first or you get a bonus pick of any other individual in the building.
And it's the top 2 scores? Oh, no, anyone in the
so
building.
So it's going to be 3v3. So you have a choice. You can pick first amongst Big Mac, Tommy, or Lopresti.
Right.
If you do, though, then the other guy, me, I get to pick any other employee in the building to make be my third. So do you want to have the wild card pick or the first pick?
First pick.
Is that right?
Yeah, I have confidence.
Who is your first pick?
Chris Arthur Anthony McMonagle.
Thanks. You're taking Big Mac.
That's a good
no
choice.
Question.
Okay.
No question. He look at him. Just incredible.
Well, I look like a professional bowler. There's no question.
Bowler. He looks like a bowler.
I do look like a bowler.
Backhanded compliment.
I've heard that before.
He's a machine. We're going to dominate, C-Mac. I can see it in your eyes.
Wow, bring my bowling ball.
Well, first off, you haven't heard my pick.
Oh, who do you got?
Nor have you heard my wild card pick.
Wait, no. You don't get to pick two wild cards.
No.
I'm getting left out of this.
I'm either taking Tommy or CeeLo.
Right, and then your wild card.
And a wild card pick.
Okay, well, take CeeLo or Loogie. Like, I give a rat's ass.
Sorry, Tommy.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, so Loogie's on our team now?
You know what, though?
I don't think I'm even invited. Feels like.
No, we figure you have a credit card.
Someone's
right?
got to run and get the pictures.
I have a credit card.
Who else is getting the pictures of Brew?
Oh, I'm down for that.
Right. I'm going to be a good guy here. As much as I want to take CeeLo, I did take 2 weeks off. You're in, Tommy.
Thank
You're
you.
On my team.
Appreciate it.
So can you have CeeLo?
I just have one question, though. Can you bowl in tight jeans? I don't know. Can you bowl in skinny jeans? I don't know if that works.
Don't take shots at my teammates.
I'm just curious.
When I beat you by 50 pins, you won't be making those
there
comments.
There you go.
Good. C-Mac, right terminology,
C-Mac,
too. Way to go.
I want you to envision Craig's verbal abuse of Loogie when he's throwing
balls.
He's gonna crush him.
You need a warm up game at least.
No, he's gonna have the things.
The bumper. Yeah, he's gonna be screaming for the bumper.
Stop.
Look at him.
We have cupcakes.
Look at him.
He gets bumpers.
No, I can't.
I'll announce my wild card pick at a later date.
Bro, you can pick what's it? Weber. Whatever's first name.
Pete Weber.
You could pick Pete Weber. I have confidence that Loogie, who may be a good bowler, I'm not knocking you. He will crush under your pressure.
That's fair.
The look of you that you're going to give him
as he
stands up, it's going to melt him. He's going to be like a puppy dog.
I'll be intimidated, yeah.
He's done.
Gonna have to drink a little
bit. Over before it starts. So my friend, you're donezo.
I picked the right guy. I'm happy with my selection.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Let's just hope Seal doesn't give us COVID, though. Here's
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We got CeeLo outside right now waiting for a weather update. We're getting word now that the New York Met game is going to be postponed.
How about that?
Well, let's go out for a live weather update. CeeLo is in New York City on the street. CeeLo, what do you got?
Oh, it's fine. Not so bad.
What happened?
It's a little chilly. It's a little moist. It's a little raw, but, you know, they could get it in.
So it's not raining?
Maybe like a light drizzle.
Huh.
You wouldn't even need an umbrella if you were sitting in the crowd.
Wow. Would you let your, Little League kids play in this weather?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. You know, all these kids play on field turf these days anyway, so they'd be fine.
So here's the announcement. Mets-Phillies, after yesterday's debacle, have been postponed. Now, here's what they're going to do. It is going to be a single admission doubleheader tomorrow, starting at 4:10.
Yeah. 2 7-inning games. It's baseball, baby.
Baseball's, it's like playing Sunday softball.
Yeah. Why could they not have pushed this to a common off day so we could get 9-inning games in?
Because the Mets have only played 5 games right anyway.
Listen, I'm going tomorrow, so I'm excited. I get kind of a bonus.
What are you going tomorrow?
I'm going to the game tomorrow. Not at 4 o'clock. I'll probably make the second game at this point. But I'm going tomorrow, but I'd rather. Do we want 7-inning games? Does anybody want that?
Does anybody really care?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
What do you mean, does anybody really care?
I'm just asking a question.
Do you care?
Yeah.
It bothers me more than the extra inning rule. Wow, quite honestly,
about that? I'm a big baseball guy.
I'd rather. I want to play the 9 innings. I'm less worried about what happens after the 9, but I want to play 9.
Let's say, who's pitching tomorrow?
Well, now it's probably going to be David Peterson followed by Taiwan Walker because they
were
both scheduled to pitch.
Let's say Taiwan Walker throws a 7-inning no-hitter. Does that count as a no-hitter?
No, it doesn't count as
a
no-hitter. It actually doesn't. I'm speaking as a fact. It does not. Wow. Not my emotional sense.
Because remember, he threw 4 no-hit innings the other time.
Well, that's... But
then he, Craig... You jinxed them.
You jinxed them. That's a part of why 7-inning doubleheaders are so horrific. You're taking
from a record standpoint. Yeah.
Well, you're taking away that moment of I can go to a game and maybe see something.
Well, to be fair, though.
What?
He plays for the Mets.
Okay.
He's not throwing no hitter.
Did you see what happened in Texas over
San
the weekend?
Diego? The Padres
San Diego did? Padres? Joe yeah. Musgrove? San Diego native?
Because Cody Decker won't shut up about it.
Well, he's pretty good.
What do you mean, shut up about Musgrove? He was awesome.
Cody Decker all weekend, always talking about this Padre no-hitter. It like, I give a rat's ass.
I was tweeting about it, too.
He's Why? Very cool.
Because I can understand it as a Met fan. Because
you still don't have one.
We right. do have one.
You have
but
a Fugazi
we had
one.
The longest drought of waiting for a no-hitter, and now here are the San Diego yeah. Padres, who not only had a drought for a no-hitter.
Yeah, but the Mets no-hitter is Fugazi.
No, it's not. They pitched a no-hitter. Was the Philly win yesterday Fugazi?
The Philly win was a human error.
Okay, there yeah. was human error in the Johan no-hitter. Get over it.
Oh, stop so yeah, at least you acknowledge it.
I never did acknowledge it.
Seal, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, stop smoking. I've been telling you that for a long time.
Yeah, I'm a big chain smoker. You know?
Yeah, and the dip. Dangerous. You got to put the skull down, all right? I know it's yeah. a thing, but you got to try to put that down, too. It's not good for you.
Not just for myself, but for my kids. You know, I got to stick around.
Wow, the dip's not bad for your kid if you're doing it, but you probably well, should get it in front of him.
It's bad for my health, though. I got to stay around.
Plus, it's disgusting having all those bottles of spit all over the house. Ugh.
Yeah, anyway. My wife's not a fan.
How's the weather right now?
Same as it was about 5 minutes ago, you know?
So you think they could put...
Oh, what was that? That?
Uh-oh, what did he get electrocuted?
Oh, you're okay.
Not that I'm
So the Mets luck, CeeLo, is going to be they cancel the game 2 hours before first pitch, and it doesn't rain tonight. They could have played fine.
Right.
That's what's going to end up happening tonight.
Well, now, I don't have the exclusive forecast expert on my payroll, but I did take a look at the radar, the Doppler, and it looked like rain basically until 11 o'clock.
Wow, that's right.
Now that they canceled the game, it'll clear up.
Luis Rojas came out and said he went into that funky room they got with all the Doppler screens, and he said it don't look good.
Well, at least they did it before they opened the gate. So let's compliment
them. I got a question for you.
Yes.
Yes. So if you're going to the Met game, stop. Just listen to me and Evan. We'll get you home.
They'll give you credit for the game, according to the Mets, by the way.
So here's the deal. Yeah. You're going to get credit for the game.
Yep.
But to be clear, tickets for tonight's game.
Wait a minute. Hold
what?
On a second.
What
yeah.
are you confused about? See, this pisses me off.
What?
Right, I guess they have no
Spit
choice.
Spit it out.
They
What's
no
your
choice?
Issue, and I'll try to help
Tickets
you.
For tonight's game will not be on or tomorrow.
No, because they've already got 8,000 people going. Like, I have my tickets for tomorrow. Well, what happens? I wouldn't be able to go.
So you get a credit.
You All get right. the...
It's another credit they got to deal with now.
Now, one thing that's very important is if you're going tomorrow night and you schedule to go to a 7 o'clock game like I am, like I'm not going to be able to get there till after 7. We do a show together.
Hold on. CeeLo, how's the weather now?
I mean... I'd keep playing. I don't think
All right.
I'd keep
playing. All right, stay outside for us.
So
make sure.
They will not start the game any earlier than 7:10. So even if the 7-inning game flies by, they will not start the game any earlier
so
than 7:10.
7:10, period, stop.
Period,
or later.
If it goes later, right. It'd be a half hour after the game ends. So for anyone that was planning on going to a 7 o'clock game the way I was, it's not really going to affect you other than maybe the bonus of maybe you get there
maybe
and you see.
Maybe you catch the eighth or ninth or the sixth or seventh inning of the first game.
Or bonus eighth and ninth with a runner on second, which we've seen before.
So that's right. So if the first game goes into extras, which would be the eighth inning.
Runner on
you
second.
You go man on second to start the eighth.
Mets and Yankees had it last
Mets
year.
Mets and Yankees had it a year ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I just said that.
And we both just said that, so
no, I
now
said
you've
that.
Heard it twice.
And you echoed me.
CeeLo, how's the weather now?
I just went from damp. My clothes are now moist.
All right.
You know, careful.
You can go home if you need to.
No.
Or
just come back inside.
Why don't you come back inside? But since you're out there, maybe pick up a pizza.
Yeah, I can do that for you.
Pick
sure.
up a pizza.
You guys want some
no
pizza?
Problem. What else you need?
You know the pizza place that's a block away?
Yeah.
All right,
Little Italy up the street.
Not
there,
Little Italy, right next door. It's a block away. Go
next
in there.
Door, our building?
Huh?
Next door to our building? Is the
yes.
Pizza place?
It's a block away on Hudson Street. What's the name of the place?
I think we just call it Open. It's Hudson Market. They do make
that's
pizza
not
there.
Hudson
there
Market.
That's not
the
what he's
block.
Talking about. He's not talking
that
about
not
Open.
He said, right,
no.
They do make pizza there.
They don't
yeah,
make,
but it's
real,
not
they don't
pizza
make
there.
Pizza.
They don't make real pizza.
Stop. Come
they
on.
Make imaginary myself. Pizza.
C Mac, you're embarrassing yourself.
Dude, it's called
I'm not
the
embarrassing myself. He said right next door.
It's called the Dorelay. Just go to Dorelay. Ask for the owner and the head chef and buy a couple pizzas.
The head chef, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, it's better than getting wet. Simple as that.
That is very true.
Oh, I guess just come back inside. I don't know. Well, you're out there. You might as well get us something to eat.
I had some football stuff for you guys before the show ends.
In the rain?
Well, when I come back inside.
Okay. You know? Oh, Julian Edelman retired, we know.
No.
Sam Darnold liked the fans, we know. What's your football story?
Sam Darnold? If you guys don't care about that, I guess then I can really go all in on getting this pizza for you.
Could you grab a Coke, too?
Regular or diet?
Yeah, grab me a regular Coke. Could do that first, bring the Coke up first, because I'm eating all these chips, man. I'm thirsty.
All right, so the Coke, then back out for the pizza.
I mean, if it wouldn't kill you, Welch's grape soda. But if that's hard to get, just grab a Coke. That's fine.
Understood.
Can you run the City Field and get us a pizza cupcake, too, while you're at it? Maybe the concessions are open.
This pizza cupcake thing is going to be the most overrated thing ever.
I'm curious, though. I want to check it out.
It's silly to me. They're doing pizza bagels in a slightly different shape.
They're doing pizza cupcakes, but they're still banning bacon on a stick, which people love.
They got to bring it back.
Ridiculous. All right, thanks.
See you,
C-Lo. How's the weather now, Chris?
Oh, it's wonderful. I think I might sleep outside tonight.
I didn't hear what he said.
I think he said he's going to go pass out.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Dude, we've got 25-year-olds listening to us right now. What the hell do they remember?
That's right. Thank you for listening. Not much of a choice for you, of course, but we do appreciate having you with us here, like Kelvin in Jersey City. K-Dog, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up with you?
What's up?
Nothing. Just got home from work. I was about to say that you guys don't get enough credit for how funny you guys are.
No, I think every time the ratings come out, we do.
No, I was also going to say that I've been meaning to call you guys since the other day.
Yeah.
I saw Craig Carton was on I was in the morning show.
Where was I?
You were on in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did the morning show and our show. I did. That's right. Good call.
Right. And, you guys were... talking about some chips.
Lay's cheddar jalapeno flavor.
Lay's
chips.
Cheddar jalapenos. Yeah.
You guys gotta try the Deep River rosemary and olive oil.
Yeah, you're getting too fancy. It's more like that's more up Evan's alley and CeeLo's alley.
Why is that up
fancy
my alley?
Bougie chips? Just give me some regular Lay's chips. I'm a happy guy.
Bougie.
I do like chips with the ridges, though. I'm not gonna lie about it. I do.
I do, too.
Nothing wrong with that.
I do. And I had some waffle fries last night for dinner.
Oh, I love waffle fries.
I love what got him to call was us eating chips.
Yeah. Well, listen, everyone's got a different take on things.
I respect it.
Are you a sweet potato fry guy?
Love sweet potatoes.
Yeah, me too. Sweet potato tots.
I don't know if I've ever had a sweet potato
the best
tot.
Part about sweet potatoes
same thing,
is
though.
That
sure it's good.
You can talk yourself into thinking it's relatively healthy.
100%.
A sweet potato is healthy.
Yeah. Right, but it's a French fry.
Yeah, deep fried in oil and fat.
Yeah.
Sweet potato fries. Well, use
fries.
The air fryer I got you guys.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, my father-in-law ever used the air fryer I got you?
My father-in-law uses it like twice a week.
Yep. Nice.
We use it a lot.
Does your mom use the one I got her, Tommy?
You know, it's funny. My wife just bought a new air fryer. And I'm like, I could have kept the one Craig gave me. She goes, why? Your mom wanted that. I'm like, you're killing me. Killing me.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep. I didn't have to share that story, by the way.
But she must be really hot.
She actually is pretty hot.
Why don't you talk about your mother like that?
I was.
That's a bit weird.
Gotta stay in my wheelhouse there.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.